HarperCollins presents The Stardust Grail by Yume Kitase, read by Catherine Chin.
Part 1. The Student. Chapter 1. The largest private collection of rare artifacts from other worlds could be found in central New Jersey at Princeton University. And if anyone knew Maya Hoshimoto was a thief, they wouldn't have let her anywhere near there. Fortunately, no one did. And anyway, she wasn't a thief anymore, just a 31-year-old graduate student entering her second year toward a PhD in comparative cultures, who happened to know a lot about foreign artifacts. It was an excessively pretty end of summer, the kind where the birds were chirping and a few flowers hung drunk from their stems, but the air had just an edge of premonition to it. For Maya, who had grown up off-world under a dome, weather of any kind still felt like a gift. Maya wandered into the sub-basement room of the Dr. Frank R. Humbert Alien Artifact Collection and Rare Books Archives, where staff were unboxing recent acquisitions. Her friend Pickle, one of the assistant archivists, looked up and grinned at her.
"How do you always know when we've got a delivery? I didn't even know you were capable of waking up before 10.
"Obituaries," Maya said, then realized that maybe this wasn't the kind of thing a graduate student paid attention to, that the grandson of a famous explorer, Dr. Nkosi, had died in his bathtub a month ago. She added, "I saw the van outside." Most material ended up sitting in storage for a couple of decades, but the Nkosi Foundation had dropped a hefty monetary donation to ensure that these items were given priority treatment. Maya watched them remove artifacts from the boxes onto two long tables lined with black velvet. Her studies included an internship with the archives, which had a special relationship with the Department of Comparative Cultures. And while the pay was ridiculously low, she enjoyed hanging out here. She was friends with most of the staff, and every once in a while, they came across something truly special. Something that might, just maybe, unlock a constellation of discovery.
"Quite a personal collection," said one of the other grad students.
Maya raised an eyebrow. What she saw so far was disappointing. Counterfeits and other common items. She reached for a round stone object etched with wavy lines.
"According to the inventory notes, those are worth more than your yearly paycheck," said Pickle.
"Really? I know I don't get paid much, but these are just personal hygiene products from the current era," said Maya. She lifted it closer to her nose and inhaled a complicated scent, almost like chocolate with a burnt undertone. Fashionable right now on certain Belzar worlds, even accounting for the cost of interstellar shipping. The others stared at her.
"What else we get?"
"This one's a 1,000-year-old Frenro sculpture," the other grad student offered a peek.
Maya reached for the snarl of metal and stone. It reminded her of an old friend and a ship and all the ever-changing stars she'd left behind to be here.
"Careful," said Pickle.
"This one's fake, too. And I'm always careful." She lifted it higher so its polished facets caught the light and examined the smooth surface.
"Bullshit,"
sputtered Brian, a conservator for the artifacts division.
"It's been authenticated. It's one of the most valuable pieces of his collection."
Maya probed one of the metal bits, ignoring his protests. "These types of Frenro sculptures are like a memory box of places a Frenro has lived, hence the mixed media."
"Yeah, and?"
"This piece here is," she scanned it again with her ocular lenses,
"quartz." "So?"
"Quartz that appears to contain a significant amount of nitrogen," Maya said. "Nitrogen in high concentration is
Sample complete. Ready to continue?